Happy New Year! I'm so excited about 2020. I think the beginning of every new year is the most important time to get your finances under control because it's when you're most motivated and driven to really make changes in your life. So in this video, I'm going to be going over the top three things you should be doing in the new year to really take control of your finances. Hi, I'm Erica. I'm a lawyer, and this channel I've created is all about personal finance. So the very first thing that you should do to take control of your finances this year is to read a personal finance book. If you're crunched for time, then even just listening to an audiobook while you're doing your household chores is going to be just as good. I think it's really going to get you in the right mindset to make some changes to your personal finances. The thing about books is you're never going to absorb all of the information in one read, but even if you just take 2 or 3 points from that book and really absorb it and apply it to your life, I think it's going to make a big difference for your finances. The book that I recommend you start with is Rich Dad, Poor Dad, because it has a lot of the basic concepts in there that you'll want to know, but is also written in a very entertaining way, so it'll just be a quick read for you. I'll link that book in the description below, and I'll also link a few other books that I think might be helpful in case you've already read that one. Also, I'd love to know your favorite personal finance books so that I can put those on my reading list. You're probably going to be able to guess the second one because I've already done 2 videos on it, but the second thing that I think you should do for the new year is to budget. If you want, you can watch those 2 videos that I've done on budgeting and download the budget tracker that I use for free so that you can get started. The hardest part of New Year's resolutions is keeping that momentum all year long. So I'm going to tell you something exciting. I don't think you should make it your New Year's resolution to budget all year long. I think you should make it your resolution just to do it for 1 month, 30 days. The reason I say this is because, again, we all tend to be very motivated at the beginning of the year to improve ourselves, to improve our finances. So I think while we're still hyper motivated, it's good to harness that motivation and use it to commit to 30 days of budgeting, just to see what you're spending in a month. I of course want you to budget longer, but don't put that pressure on yourself. For right now, just say, okay, I'm going to budget for the month of January. My thinking is that budgeting for this month in conjunction with reading the personal finance book is really going to get you pumped because you'll see that the money that you're saving through budgeting, you'll be able to take that and invest that to create additional income streams or put that into the market. Speaking of income streams, your third goal for this year should be to create just one additional income stream. I say this because the average millionaire has 7 different income streams. So for starters, creating one additional income stream will get you that much closer to 7. The bigger reason is I think creating this one additional income stream is going to open you up to this world of possibilities with online businesses and side hustles and all of the different ways that you can make additional money these days. The reason I say one is because it's manageable, but you'll realize that once you create one, with that momentum, you'll want to create another one and then another one. So you'll really get that ball rolling by just creating one additional income stream this year. In the book that I mentioned, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he talks about how many of us will unfortunately get stuck in this mindset that our 9-to-5 is the only way that we can make money. That is very limiting. And to be honest, a year or two ago, that was my mentality too. I was so hyper-focused on working at this law firm and putting in these 100-hour weeks there that I really thought that was the only possibility of making money. It created this tunnel vision and I couldn't see outside of it. I didn't see that there was this whole other world where you can earn income outside of your 9-to-5. So those are my 3 things that I really encourage you to do this year. And if possible, front load it into January, February when you're just hyper motivated. Oh, and in the comments below, I'd love to hear the side hustles that you already have. Here are some easy ideas on the screen. To summarize the 3 things, go to your local library and check out a personal finance book or audiobook, do 30 days of budgeting, and create one additional income stream this year. I could obviously give you 100 things to do with your finances this year, but I wanted to make this very manageable and just give you the 3 things that I think if you do, you will really be setting yourself up for financial success this year. Happy New Year. Let me know what your New Year's resolutions are, and I'll put mine in the comments below. If you haven't already, don't forget to hit the thumbs up, and I will see you next week. Thanks for watching.